wounded in southwestern Pakistan on Friday by a suicide bomber targeting a procession marking the birthday of Islam's Prophet Muhammad, officials said. A second suicide attack by two men at a mosque hundreds of kilometers north caused a roof to collapse that killed four people, officials said. Local hospitals were overwhelmed by the number of wounded. Barrier-breaking U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has died at 90, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Feinstein was San Francisco's first female mayor, and after being elected to the Senate in 1992, was one of California's first two female senators. Feinstein was the first woman to head the Senate Intelligence Committee. She was a centrist Democrat who sought middle ground across the aisle while also advocating for the environment, reproductive rights, and gun control. Feinstein was the oldest sitting senator, and her health visibly declined in recent years when she often became confused while speaking publicly. She announced earlier this year she would not run for re-election. Sagar Magani at the White House.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday said he was confident Poland will find ways to address disagreements with Ukraine without impacting military support for its neighbor's war against Russia. Poland said last week it would only carry out previously agreed arms deliveries to Ukraine and would instead focus on rebuilding its own weapon stocks. Poland, a NATO member, has been until recently one of Ukraine's staunchest allies in the war with Russia, but relations between the two countries soured after Poland's decision to extend a ban on Ukrainian grain imports. This is VOA News. Refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh continue to cross into Armenia by the thousands, and new arrivals say the roads were packed 100 kilometers behind them. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Goris, Armenia, on the road leading from Nagorno-Karabakh.
In the city center of Goris, Armenia, refugees arriving from the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave receive humanitarian aid, like meals or blankets. Since Monday, more than half the population of ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh have fled to Armenia. They are already far more than the Armenian government has said they were prepared to host. Families say the newest violence in their region has been far more devastating than the battles 3 years ago. Hundreds died in this month's battles, and families who stayed for the 2020 war are now fleeing for their lives. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Goris, Armenia.
The number of Europe-bound migrants who died or went missing in the Mediterranean this summer has tripled since last year, the UN said Friday, adding it became a cemetery for children. Between June and August, at least 990 people perished or vanished trying to get to Europe from northern Africa, compared to 334 deaths over the same months in 2022, the UN children's agency UNICEF said. Large groups of migrants have been flocking across the border into the U.S. in recent days, risking their lives as well as tougher consequences. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
U.S. border officials have found themselves receiving migrants of all ages pushing across the Rio Grande. Undeterred by coils of razor wire and against new rules by President Joe Biden's administration to try and stymie illegal immigration. Large groups have been trying their luck to cross the river into the United States near a railroad bridge in Eagle Pass, Texas. Reuters witnessed migrants, at times including small children, navigating the strong river currents, then squeezing between razor wire laid along the banks by the Texas National Guard.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy is rushing into a last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open, but with steep spending cuts of nearly 30% to many agencies. The package cleared a procedural hurdle, but final passage later Friday is uncertain. It also includes severe border security provisions demanded by his hard right flank, but with almost no chance in the Democratic Senate. It's the day before Saturday's almost certain shutdown. The Senate is working on its own bipartisan plan, widely supported by both parties, that would continue to fund current levels. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hit.